Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Well, we're going to be a rainy day. And rather than get into a long reading of the forecast, why don't we just join our good friend Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel to discuss what it is we have going on right now. Jeff, are you there? Good morning.
Good morning.
There you are. Okay. Listen, we've got a lot of rain coming in this area. What's going on with all this?
Yeah, a big fetch of moisture is coming in out of the Atlantic. We've got an area of low pressure, and wrapping around that, we've got a big plume of moisture, and it's tapping that Atlantic moisture, and the end result, some very heavy rainfall. Unfortunately, we've already had heavy rain. We could pick up another inch or two today, and as a result, we've got a flash flood watch. It's up until 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. More importantly, we have a flash flood warning that's currently in effect for the district and surrounding counties until 11 o'clock this morning. Already some heavy rain has fallen, and there's going to be a lot of standing water out there, so be very careful if you are going to be heading out. Use caution and do not try and drive across flooded roadways.
Can you be more specific, Ray, about where this flash flood warning is in effect? Because we've got a pretty wide area here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's in effect for the district, and also it includes portions of Prince George's County, Carroll County in Maryland, Howard County, Montgomery County, and Anne Arundel County as well. So pretty wide area under this flash flood warning, and it's in effect until 11 o'clock this morning. And we've already had up to around an inch already so far this morning. We could add another inch or two on top of that as we head into the afternoon and evening.
So we're looking at the radar, and it certainly seems like a pretty big cell, and it's been a big cell since about late last evening, right around the fifth inning of the Nationals game, if to be specific, right when the game became official. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
But is it moving? Because it seems like it starts to move on the radar, and then it just sits there for a while and then starts moving again.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's really, this area of low pressure is not going to budge a whole lot as we head through today and into tonight, probably into the morning tomorrow. And as a result, we'll still have some heavy rainfall. Right now, we've got heavy rain all around us and extends down to the south, just east of Richmond, some very heavy downpours, all the way down into portions of North Carolina. A lot of heavy rain as well across Ocean City and heading up into portions of Philadelphia and the Atlantic City area. So a lot of the whole area basically under threat for some heavy rain today. Flash flood watches continue. I think we'll still be dealing with some wet weather as we head through tomorrow, maybe some lingering showers early Saturday during the morning, but then we'll dry out as we head from Saturday afternoon into Sunday.
So part of the weekend at least will be salvaged, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think a few showers, maybe a rumble of thunder early Saturday, then we'll begin to dry out. And I think Sunday is going to turn out to be a nice day. We'll see some sun breaking through the clouds, and we'll have some warmer weather with a high in the upper 70s. So if you're going to be making some plans for the weekend, Sunday is certainly your better bet.
You know, we were having a conversation here earlier. I'd love to know what you think about it, about which is worse when it comes to, commuting in a big metropolitan area, whether it's rain or snow. Clearly, snow is a problem, but, I mean, you still go to work. Everybody still goes to work when it rains.
Yeah, well, certainly flash flooding is more dangerous as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, you're right.
You really got to be careful on the roadways. And, snow obviously will cause some issues as well. And the biggest problem is freezing rain when it comes to winter precipitation. But anytime you have this kind of flash flooding scenario, you got to be very careful. And you don't want to get – it doesn't take a lot of water to move your car. Just keep that in mind if you're going to try and drive across some areas that look like they're flooded. Don't attempt it. That's your best bet. Just turn around and go the other way because you don't want to get stuck.
I mean, how many times have we heard that? And yet it seems like every day we have a big, a bit of flood, low-level flooding. We have stories about people getting stranded and not paying attention.
My Prius can do it.
Yeah, we've already had that. So far we've had some some problems earlier. We had a jackknife truck on the Beltway and the GW Parkway affected, and some people, I believe a woman was trapped in her vehicle at Arlington Memorial Circle at the GW Parkway earlier. So you got to be careful out there. This is certainly something to take seriously if you're going to be heading out this morning and into the afternoon. I think it'll get better tomorrow. We'll still have showers, but the biggest flood threat is from right now into the early morning hours tomorrow.
Well, of course, we'll stay on top of the traffic conditions with Jamie Witten every 10 minutes and this afternoon with Matt DeFazio. And, of course, the big difference, Jeff Marr, between a snow event and a rain event like this for you guys at the Weather Channel is that if this were a snow event, you'd already have a name for it, right? So you don't name this big rainstorm. It's just a rainstorm.
Yeah, if you had this kind of moisture content and it was snow we're talking about, this would be...
this would be like Ticonderoga. We're getting hit by Ticonderoga. We love that.
Hey, another thing we got to, you know, this is obviously not in the foremost our concern right now this morning will be the flooding, but we got a tropical storm out there in the Eastern Caribbean that may strengthen
into a
hurricane.
I've been watching it, yeah.
Matthew, and some different tracks as far as some possibilities with that system we need to watch out for.
Keep an eye on it, for sure.
I saw one of them, and it's aiming right toward Jamaica based on one of the tracks you had, and that's not good. Jamaica always seems like they're never really prepared for this kind of storm.
All right, we're going to leave it right there. Jeff Maher with the Weather Channel, always a pleasure to have you, and thank you for bringing us up to date with the very latest information.
Thanks,
again,
Jeff.
A flash flood watch in effect through Friday morning, a flash flood warning for large portions of our listening area through 11 o'clock.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.